disease crisis is very real, present, and at the emergency threshold that is often largely ignored. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, he said, we need to increase the public understanding for the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Sounds like public health? Sounds like the best of humanity? No, ladies and gentlemen, this was premeditated domestic terrorism stated at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015, published in front of them. This is an act of biological and chemical warfare perpetrated on the human race, and it was admitted to in writing that this was a financial heist and a financial fraud. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process.
You know, they're selling you all wolf tickets, people. You're eating them right up.
Poised for human emergence in 2016 at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, such that by the time we get to 2017 and 2018, the following phrase entered into common parlance among the community. There is going to be an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen. Does that sound like leak? Does that sound like a bat and a pangolin went into a bar in the Wuhan market and hung out and had sex, and lo and behold, we got SARS-CoV-2? No. Accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen was the terminology used, and four times in April of 2019, 7 months before the allegation of patient number one, four patent applications of Moderna were modified to include the term accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen as the justification for making a vaccine for a thing that did not exist. So that by September 2020, there would be a worldwide acceptance of a universal vaccine template. That's their words.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another hot new episode. I did it. I finally did it. I have reverted back all the way to the incel that I truly am. I just called somebody a faggot on Rocket League. Felt so fucking good. I missed talking shit online so fucking much. I'm gonna have to buy me a PlayStation now. I'm kind of regretting giving my PS4 to my son all them years back. Because now that they're here with me and he has the PS, and he brought down the PS4, I got back to playing Rocket League online. And Rocket League is so, it's so fucking fun, but it's so fucking unfair. Because if you have a shitty ass team, it affects your rankings. And you could be, you know, you could take over on offense all fucking anytime you want, but nobody fucking wants to play defense on Rocket League. And so, you know, if you whiff or if the other team gets a good save, your fucking goal is wide open all the time. But I was playing with somebody today. We were playing 3v3. The other team scored two goals, so it was 2-0. But if you know anything about Rocket League, it's with fucking 4 minutes left in the fucking game. You know what I mean? It's easy as fuck to come back from 2-0 and still win. It literally happens all the fucking time. So it's 3-0 is not even a fucking big deficit in Rocket League as long as you have fucking time left. But anyways, we were playing. The team scores 2-0. He misses both saves. Nobody on our team gives him shit for it, you know, and he goes to forfeit as soon as he misses the next save. And in Rocket League, you have to vote to forfeit. And he was the only one that voted to forfeit. Me and the other teammate wanted to keep fucking playing. It's so weird because I guess now that school is out, more kids are playing. But like whenever you play during office hours, during the week, when school was in and it wasn't summer, nobody really quits like that. But fucking kids nowadays, they'll just fucking forfeit like they'll forfeit like nothing, and it's fucking crazy. But anyways, he goes to forfeit. We don't vote to forfeit. Then he fucking starts playing for the other team. So then it's essentially 4v2, because now this dude is the dude that couldn't make any other fucking saves to stop the goals for the other team. We start getting shots on goal, and he starts saving them for the other team. And then I had to let it out. I had to call him a faggot. I had the headsets on. I tried to party up with him to hear him on the headset. He didn't want to party up. So then I had on Rocket League, you know, they'll block the chat if you just call him a faggot in one sentence. So I literally put F, enter, A, enter. So I did it. I had to do it the hard way. It felt so fucking, it was so, as soon as I sent the first F, I felt like this wave of, I don't know, almost like on a roller coaster. It felt so, I don't know, it was so suspense. Like and then as soon as I got that T, as soon as I sent the T, I felt so fucking good. I felt so good calling somebody a faggot. And I might just start doing that more often. Just because, not because I have anything against gay people. It's not even again, if you're gay, you're gay. But, you know, just calling somebody a faggot is fun. It is fun. Because you don't know what they're going to say to you back, you know, like, you know, it's, you know, is he going to call me a nigger? And then it's like, damn. And then you start like playing chess with what you're going to say. like you start thinking 3-4 moves ahead. You're like, all right, if he calls me a nigger, I'm going to say this. And if he says that, I'm going to say, and so I'm going to start calling people faggots. And I'm hoping it was a little kid. I'm hoping that he got to experience that for the first time. You know, now that school's out, although it was early. And I have been, you know, honestly, if you want me to be honest, I've been waking up at like 7 a.m. so I can play Rocket League, only because once my kids wake up, then, you know, I don't have much time for games, and, unless my son wants to play, but even then, you know, you're running around trying to cook, trying to do laundry and all that bullshit. But yeah, let's see here. I don't know why I started off with fucking Rocket. Oh yeah, because I was so happy that I got to call somebody a faggot. Let's see. Dr. David Martin is a national fucking hero and should be recognized as such. This is something that will never get talked about in the mainstream media. You can't find this video on YouTube, but if you're listening, go to Rumble, go to DuckDuckGo, go to your Brave browser, and just type in Dr. David Martin exposes COVID-19. And this dude does like a 22 or 23 minute video, somewhere around there, pretty much breaking down the origins of this man-made bioweapon that is COVID-19, and he documents it from, I believe it's like 1955 or 1954. I might be off by a year or two. Fucking sue me, you know what I mean? But he documents the original origin that was in 1955 or 1954, and then he goes on to just he pretty much just shows the timeline on excuse me, on how we got into the pandemic, and it was a pandemic. And you know, obviously, if you're listening to this, this might be in an echo chamber, so you might already agree. Or if you're hate listening, you know, if you're hate listening, I understand what this sounds like. You have to get over the fact that your government does not give a fuck about you, that these public health officials do not give a fuck about you. You have to suspend that belief. But Dr. David Martin lays out an ironclad with proof and dates timestamped, so he has receipts, an ironclad argument, you know, showing that Pfizer in 2002 filed a patent for the vaccine that they quote unquote came up with overnight. So all you Trump loving people, you know, you have to get over the fact that he's the one that created quote unquote Operation Warp Speed. But they've been fucking with this specific virus since like 1955. And then you have to get over the fact that in 2015, it might be 2015, it might be 2016, it might be 2017, somewhere around that time frame. These notes, I don't know, because he's a fucking doctor, but he has these, he's got their internal dialogue, and where they're saying COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 ready for human emergence. So they planned this shit. Dr. Fauci, who I've called a mass murderer on this program before, you know, again, because he murdered people with HIV/AIDS. You know, now the gay community fucking loves him. All these fucking libtards love him. And if you're a Republican, again, you're a fucking repubtard. Y'all are all fucking retarded. If you're a citizen and you can't put petty differences aside as to whether women should have abortions or not, whether gay marriage should be legal or fucking not, if you can't come together over the fact that your media and your government, both fucking sides lied to you. They both fucking lied to you. In it, they state that the media is a key objective into getting people. They pretty much want, they want people to accept the universal vaccine. Obviously, that's more fucking money. For the Modernas, for the Pfizers. Speaking of Moderna, I know I'm jumping over the fucking, all over the fucking place, but all this shit, you could fact check for your fucking self. Again, you can't find it on YouTube. Don't even fucking try. Nobody is talking about, like, no mainstream person is talking about it. Of fucking course they're not. But again, Dr. David Martin exposes COVID-19 lie. You can find the video on Rumble. I'm sure if you type it in on DuckDuckGo and if you type it in the Brave browser, you can find it. I haven't tried Safari. I've long given up. I'm for sure not fucking trying Google. Lord knows what they would do with that information as soon as you start looking at it. They probably put you on a fucking FBI watch list. If we can't all come together and rise up, and I'm not saying fucking, it, you know, not violently, but rise up to where we all have a collective voice and try to figure out why Dr. Fauci and his fucking butt buddies decided to release a fucking bioweapon that was, you know, and if you don't believe that it was a bioweapon, you know, when they brought the Nazis over, all the Nazi doctors and their scientists over, you know, in Operation Paperclip, you know, the Wernher von Braun's, who is in NASA, who's like one of the biggest reasons why we quote unquote went to the moon, if you believe that shit, you know, they're, you know, the Nazis' whole thing was biochemical warfare. So if you don't know about Operation Paperclip, look into that. They brought Nazi scientists and doctors over who were performing them heinous acts. They brought them over to work for the United States. So in turn, we could be doing the same exact shit. This COVID-19... up until, I believe, the time of its release, was considered as a, I think it was, the patent was filed for it, it's a bioweapon. So we need to figure out why Fauci and his butt buddies released a bioweapon on the United States of America. They bought the media. We need to address that. How, brought to you by Pfizer. The whole media was brought to you by the fucking, I think I said it before on an earlier, on like one of the earlier episodes of the podcast, back when I was trying to fight this war in a different way. I was like, when I got like super career oriented, but it was like real like entrepreneurial shit. And I was pretty much, what I was trying to fight in my head was, yo, quit fucking working, work for yourselves. Like, and you know, but on an earlier episode of this, you know, I think I brought up that they create a problem to sell you the solution. And that was originally in turn to Apple. Whenever they took the headphone jack away and they made it universal with the charging port. And then they started selling you that little $15, I think they were calling it a dongle, pause. But it was pretty much, it was the thing that you put into the charger port that you can then plug the original headphone jack in. Before it was universal with the charging. So they created that problem. They started selling you that solution. And it's works that way all the way around with business. So if you don't fucking think that this shit works for Big Pharma, you are a fucking idiot. And again, this might be going into an echo chamber because, you know, if you're listening to this, you more than likely just... you know, already know, or I'm not even gonna make fucking assumptions, but you are a fucking idiot, and I would consider you a faggot if you think that pharmaceutical companies are selling you a solution. No, they're selling you a temporary fix, and they create the fucking problem. It's all a fucking work. You know, they had the food pyramid wrong for how fucking long? I was telling my daughter that, you know, they, like, all these processed sugars, all these seed oils that you eat, it fucks you up biologically. You know, I just learned that your gut microbiome can pretty much hijack your brain and make you go into like these like sugar cravings. And you only get that from constantly eating these processed foods, these fucking seed oils that are terrible for you. You know, McDonald's used to cook their fries in beef tallow, and that's how their fries changed taste. So apparently McDonald's fries used to taste way better than they do now. But it's because they used to cook it in beef tallow. So they were actually cooking it in something good for you versus cooking it in the bullshit that they're cooking it in now. I was telling my homeboy Roosevelt, we had went to the grocery store one time because we were going to go grill. And I was telling him, yo, you know, obviously you have to stay on the outside aisles. There's only a few things you need to go in aisle for, and that's for the cooking oil. And that's where like your ghee butter and your beef tallow are going to be. But everything else, your dairy, your meat, your vegetables and fruits, the main four, the only four thing you need to fucking survive in this world, are all on the outside aisle, are all on the outsides. So, you know, you start walking in the aisles, that's when you start seeing the bullshit. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, and if I have, I'm sorry. But, you know, I was showing him, he was like, yo, what about some sugar-free syrup? Because the key is, and I'm going to put y'all on game real quick, cook a fucking steak in some ghee butter or beef tallow, your choice. Save the shit that you're cooking it in, pour it into a fucking bowl, and you put some fucking maple syrup in that bowl with the ghee butter or the beef tallow that you cooked it in. You mix that shit up, dip your fucking steak into that. I could eat that shit all fucking day, and I do. You know, obviously on occasion, you know, I'll go grab In-N-Out, but I'll grab In-N-Out because they don't cook their, they don't use seed oils cooking their burgers with. So I won't eat the fries because they do use seed oil to do the fry. But, you know, I'll go to In-N-Out and grab like one of those lettuce wraps. And I think Five Guys as well doesn't cook with seed oils. So there are companies out there who don't use seed oils. And shout out to the carnivore MD, Dr. Paul Saladino. I follow him and, you know, he'll put you on game on how to get raw milk and, you know, raw cheese and etc. But anyways, damn, where the fuck was I going with that? Gut microbiome. Oh, yeah, I was telling Roosevelt, I was like, because he was trying to get sugar-free syrup instead of maple syrup, because he said he likes his syrup, thick. And I'm like, yo, that shit is fake syrup. I was like, yo, read the back of the maple syrup. Read that ingredients. So, you know, he flipped over the back. There was only one ingredient in the syrup, and it was organic, and it was grade A maple syrup. And then, you know, you look back on the sugar-free shit, and all the there's ingredients that is just sugar. It's just named something different. Like, what? You know what I mean? And it's like fucking 15 ingredients. Then he goes, yo, I didn't know there was just one ingredient foods like that. And I'm like, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, there is. You know, it's called Whole Foods. You know what I mean? You know, Whole Foods, the grocery store, jacked that fucking name. But it's called Whole Foods. You know, like, you only need fucking steak. You only need fucking fruit. I'm not a big fan of vegetables, but if you want to add that in there as well, Dr. Paolo Saladino says that, you know, because animals are animals, they're, you know, they have natural defenses on how to not get eaten, essentially. But, you know, plants, since they're stationary, you know, they come up with chemical defenses. And so he, you know, his argument is that, which makes sense, is that plants, in order to not get eaten, you know, have chemical toxins that are bad for you. But if you want to add vegetables, go ahead. You know what I mean? I'm not going to argue that, you know, like, that's not the hill I'm dying on. The hill I'm dying on is you going to get foods with these ingredients that you have no idea what they are. And then when you do start looking into them, you're like, oh, this is just preservatives, added sugar. It's a lot of this shit has soy in it. A lot of this shit has canola oil. Again, a terrible seed oil for you. I was bringing that up because they're like, and then you start eating that bullshit, and then boom, diabetes, all this bullshit that you have. And then you're sick. Then you have to be on fucking medicine for the rest of your life because you don't want to fucking work out. I'm just now learning that they're selling fat people pills that are apparently working that just don't make you hungry. But apparently it does help in losing the weight, but now it's taking muscle mass off of you. And it's like, you know, like they want the whole world to be fucking Wally. Like, the whole world is going to be Wally. They want fat fucking people. They on fucking chairs, you know, just voluntarily giving up walking, with their fucking face in the screen all fucking day. And it's like, and this is the shit they promote, you know, like, they used to promote, working out as a right wing activity. Like, what? Like, you know, like, what? Like, what the fuck are we doing here? It's bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. And they have a lot of fucking people, stuck in a fucking loop. You know, they say it's fucking racist. So I just learned that these big sugar corporations, like the Coke industry, it's look it up, cause I'm not going to do it justice. I'm obviously a fucking idiot. But you know, they lobby. So when people were trying to get like processed foods, like snacks and shit removed from food stamps, you know, they paid these big food corporations, they paid like the NAACP and like these minority groups, they pay them to lobby that it's racist to get snacks and sugary foods taking off of food stamps. And it should be. The only thing that you should be able to buy with fucking food stamps should be whole food. It should be something to keep you healthy, but they allow like sugary cereals to be bought with food stamps. They allow fucking Chips Ahoy Oreo to be fought with food stamps. None of that shit is real food. You have to create an Oreo. It's not natural. an Oreo isn't natural. You know what I mean? And I don't fucking get it. Like, I don't fucking get it. You know, and I like, so when the kids, when my kids are with me, I like force that shit. I'm like, yo, like, we're like, I'm not your mom. I'm not just going to buy snacks and just let you, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to, like, you're going to eat real foods when you're with me. And, you know, we'll have cheat days here and there, but, you know, I'm not just going to, to me, that's like knowingly killing someone. Like, when you know the information and you fucking do it anyways, that's like knowingly killing somebody. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not going to do that to my fucking kids. So, you know, it's a tough adjustment whenever they're with me, but I'm like, yo, like, yeah, I know sugar has hijacked your brain and you think, but it's not, it, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is bad for you. And, you know, obviously they'll learn one way or the other. You know what I mean? They'll learn either the hard way or they'll learn as I'm trying to teach them. And, you know, I can force the issue now because I can cook for them. You know what I mean? Because they have to, since they're with me, they rely on me to eat. And I don't mind cooking. I actually love cooking. Because when you cook for yourself, you're cooking with love. So the food obviously is going to taste better. You know, that's a whole other podcast. You know, I think I've talked about this before. But, you know, you go like to these like fast food restaurants and or even like these main fucking restaurants, like, you know, you do you really think the people in there outside of like the head chef who's probably restaurant it is or partnered with really actually gives a fuck? No, you know what I mean? So, you know, that energy that they cooking with, you know, you'll absorb that energy in and, you know, you don't, yeah, obviously you don't have to fucking believe me, but we all are energy. It's fat. And there's something that you feel like there is no fucking itis. There is no, feeling bad, like feeling tired after you eat whole foods. It doesn't exist. It's you will not feel, I think it's lethargic. I'm using that word right. Like, you're not going to feel that after you eat a fucking nice ass steak with some watermelon or some blueberries or some fucking, strawberries or a fucking apple, on the side, dipping it into that ghee butter or that beef tallow with fucking, maple syrup in it. It's like, you're not going to feel bad. You're going to feel fucking great. As a matter of fact, you're not going to feel dumb and slow. You know, like as they want you to feel, they want you to feel dumb and slow. They want you to be an idiot. They want you to be the Wally humans. You know, it's, you know, just like how it is, you know, there's a certain set of black people who hate black people, you know, just like there's a certain set of white people who hate white people. There's a certain set of Mexicans who hate Mex, you know, like, you know, you'll have those people who just hate, you know what I mean? Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. And if you don't think that there is humans who just hate humans, you are a fucking retard. They exist. Again, they released a bioweapon in 2002. They're filing patents for this shit, patents for the shot, at least. Moderna in like 2019, I think it was like six to eight months before they even talked about patient zero. They amended their patent to include the language of accidental leak or something like that. Again, look it up, Dr. David Martin. But this shit is real. And they don't care about you. Like George Carlin says, I'm going to butcher it. I'm paraphrasing now. Fucking my mind just went blank, but it's a fucking big ass club and you're not in it. You're not in it. It's a fucking, this, you know, the Republicans and Democrats hating each other. That's not fucking, these people that they pick to be like, they all work together. The Clintons and the Bushes love each other, but the media would have had you guess that they're at war with each other because they're Republicans and Democrats. No, man, they don't give a fuck about you. They lie to you about where this fucking bioweapon came from. They censored anybody, like the real doctors who would talk about it. They started putting this little anytime you did talk about it, you know, they started putting these little warnings, and which to me is a huge fucking overreach of your First Amendment right to free speech. Because like, who do they refer to you to learn more about the COVID-19? And it's like, they're, well, oh, it's the CDC, all these NIAID funded, it's all fucking bullshit. This, it's, again, I've said it before, we're, the citizens are at war with the government, and most of the citizens don't have a fucking clue. As a matter of fact, they're going to be the ones who fight for the government. Like all these people that are hardcore leftists and hardcore rightists, they got you, guys. They fucking got you. No other way around it. You got, and you're going to be the ones who will in the end go against your own fucking people. And